Geico asks, how would you love a chance to save some money on insurance? Of course you would. And when it comes to great rates on insurance, Geico can help. Like with insurance for your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, and RV. Even help with homeowners or renters coverage. Plus, add an easy-to-use mobile app, available 24-hour roadside assistance, and more, and Geico is an easy choice. Switch today and see all the ways you could save. It's easy. Simply go to geico.com or contact your local agent today.
Hey, this is Mike Zwick from If Not For God podcast, our show, Stories of Hopelessness Turned into Hope. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Encouraging prayer. God offers an open invitation for his people to talk with him at any time about anything. On Encouraging Prayer, Dr. James Banks, author of the best-selling Prayers for Prodigals and many other books on prayer, provides weekly biblical insight to help you learn to love to pray. And now, here's James. So today on Encouraging Prayer, we're going to talk about, believe it or not, car prayers, how to pray about just about everything that has to do with driving and your car, right, James?
That's right.
Well, I think it helps to ask God for a good mechanic, one who'll be honest and knows what he's doing, and for a good tire store, and also to lead you to others that know about your car's make and model. And it also helps, you know, to ask God's blessing and direction even before you buy your car, and hopefully he'll lead you to the one, you know, that he has for you.
Yeah, and I should tell our listeners that if you're not familiar with Robbie's Christian Car Guy show, it's a really helpful resource, and he's been doing it a long time. And it also helps to know that before that, Robbie actually had a Chrysler dealership, so he knows this topic particularly well. So, Robbie, if you don't mind my doing a little of the interviewing this time, one of the things you recommend praying about is, and I'll just quote the prayer, Lord, I want to pray that you travel with me and through me in my driving, both in my spirit in my action. And I thought that was interesting, my spirit and my action. So talk about that for a moment, would you?
Yeah, I just feel like that, and it was an interesting thing because God kind of had me on that lesson plan back when I wrote that prayer that I've talked about it before, that I just wanted to always be on the phone with him. And that, you know, that my spirit would be one with his spirit. You know, there's this idea of oneness or unity or common vision that I would get to see things through his eyes. And hopefully, as I was seeing things through his eyes, that my driving would not be quite as aggressive, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Oh, man. Hey, I resemble that comment. I mean, you know, Robbie, I can think about so many areas where the supplies, like when you come up on an accident and the person in it needs, you know, first responders, or for someone with a car problem that you're not able to help with, or when you see a reckless driver, I mean, this applies to so much, and it's so good that you bring this up.
It's one of the things we need to realize is that everything we do involves the kingdom, even driving.
Yeah, I love that. And another thing you mentioned is forgiveness when you drive. So talk more about that.
Well, you know, one of the things, if I'm completely transparent, I struggle with at times is road rage, right? And so, you know, it's an immediate thing, like it's in the Lord's Prayer, you know, forgive us as we forgive those. And, you know, often, especially as you know, with COVID hitting and all that, I don't know if you've noticed how much more aggressive people have been in their driving.
Yeah.
That you immediately have to get to that place of, wow, help me forgive them, you know, and help me pray for them, because who knows what they're going through.
Well, you know, that is so true. And I, you know, sometimes I think of the commentary that I have when I drive. Someone does something I don't like, and I got to ask myself, did I run that comment by Jesus first?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, actually the best driver makes mistakes, and we need to forgive. This is so good. So, you know, another thing I think that really makes a difference is to pray as soon as you get in the car, to ask God for a safe trip there and back again, and not just before a long trip, because most accidents happen within a quarter mile of your home, right?
Oh, man, it's immediate, right? That's right. A prayer, deliver us from evil, is so helpful here. I had a dear friend, you know, just about a year ago, was killed within a mile of us. I mean, he just went to get something at the grocery store, and he never came home.
Yeah. Wow. And didn't your daughter have an accident too far?
Yeah. Just 2 weeks ago. Exactly. That's right.
Yeah. So here's a question for you, Robbie. What would you say to someone who says, why should I pray about my car when I'm having mechanical issues? I mean, it either works or it doesn't.
I really, really love that question. You know, interestingly, G. Gordon Liddy asked me that question one time when he was interviewing me on his radio show. The same exact question. Like, why would God, you know? And I thought, you know, that is one of the most delightful things I can think of, when we know that we've involved God in the mechanical issues, and something happens and we see his hand at work, and it's literally our testimony, right? I was actually leading the prayer at a church the other night, and they were talking about how, you know, this man had gotten a flat tire and he'd been praying, and the Lord helped it rain because this other tire had a bubble on it, and he knew that it needed to stay cool so that he could drive the rest of the way home on this other on his spare that had this bubble. But he saw God in it because he'd been praying in that, and had he not been praying in it, he'd have missed God.
Yeah, I love that. I mean, after all, there's absolutely no reason why God couldn't intervene in a mechanical matter or show us how to fix it. I remember years ago, I was having a problem with my old Dodge, and no matter what I tried, I couldn't fix it. And then one night, I went to sleep, and I had a dream that I was under the car just making this small little change. It was really simple. And I went out the next morning and did exactly what I had done in my dream, and that was all it took.
How cool is that, right? That's like the verse in the 119th Psalm. I remember thy name in the night, O Lord, and kept thy law. It's exactly, you lived it, man. I mean, that's awesome. So in its own way, you know, it comes down to Colossians 3:17. And whatever you do, right, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. So, James, you know, since it's all been on me, why don't you close us today with a prayer that we will let God in, especially when we drive?
You know, as you were finishing that verse, I was thinking, whatever you do, word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him, even driving.
Exactly.
Let's pray. Lord, help us when we drive to be yours, all yours. Keep us safe. Bless us. Help us to bring you into that moment so that it really is something for your kingdom. That's not a reach because you're in it. And we thank you, Lord, that you love us and keep us and will bring us all safely home. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. You can hear more from Pastor James by visiting his website, jamesbanks.org. or by visiting Peace Church in Durham, North Carolina. May God bless you and encourage you as you pray.
This is the Truth Network.